Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The Minister of Minority Affairs Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi yesterday announced that Hajj subsidy given to Indian Muslim pilgrims has been suspended. His announcement came after a series of meetings and discussions with Hajj Committee of India.
आजादी के बाद से सबसे ज्यादा हज यात्री 175,000 हज यात्री हज करने के लिए जाएंगे. जो हज सब्सिडी थी उस हज सब्सिडी का जो समाज के शैक्षणिक सशक्तिकरण में इस्तेमाल होगा, खासतौर से लड़कियों बच्चियों के लड़कों महिलाओं के शैक्षणिक एजुकेशनल एम्पावरमेंट के लिए उसका इस्तेमाल किया जाएगा.
हज सब्सिडी हैज ऑलवेज बीन सराउंडेड बाय द क्लाउड्स ऑफ कंट्रोवर्सी. द हज सब्सिडी इंक्लूड्स एन एयरफेयर सब्सिडी एज वेल एज असिस्टेंस टू मुस्लिम पिलग्रिम्स फॉर डोमेस्टिक ट्रेवल्स टू रीच स्पेशली डिजाइन हज डिपार्चर एयरपोर्ट टर्मिनल्स. Ministry of Civil Aviation provides subsidy for air travel to the pilgrims through the Hajj Committee of India. According to the government data, total subsidy amount in 2012 was Rs. 837 crores. It decreased to Rs. 405 crore in 2016. In 2017, it dropped to 200 crores. On the other hand, Hajj subsidy was opposed by many, including Hindu and Muslim community as well. Muslim community was particularly unhappy with the monopoly of Air India in subsidized sector. Muslims also contend that Air India subsidized fares were higher than other competing airlines' ordinary fares. And thus, suspension of Hajj subsidy did not create a much uproar in the community. The Supreme Court has directed in 2012 that the subsidy on air travel should be phased out in 10 years. The Supreme Court also asked to divert the funds to development of minorities instead. Here is what the leaders from the community are saying.
2014 में कुंभ मेला हुआ था, उसमें 1150 करोड़ रुपये भारत सरकार ने दिया और खुद उस वक्त बीजेपी जो अपोजिशन में थी उत्तर प्रदेश में कहा कि 800 करोड़ रुपये खा गए, गबन हो गया. दूसरा मेरा क्वेश्चन उनसे यह है कि 2016 में मौजूदा मोदी गवर्नमेंट ने कल्चर मिनिस्ट्री ने 100 करोड़ रुपये दिए हैं मध्य प्रदेश सरकार को सिमस्ता महाकुंभ के लिए. क्या ये अपीजमेंट है? मैं 2006 से कह रहा हूं कि ये हज सब्सिडी के पैसे मुसलमान के खास तौर से बच्चियों के तालीम के लिए इस्तेमाल किया जाए और हम देखेंगे कि अब के बार इस बजट में क्या मोदी सरकार माइनॉरिटीज के बच्चे और बच्चियों के लिए डिमांड ड्रिवन स्कॉलरशिप करेगी या नहीं करेगी.
Well, the move to suspend Hajj subsidy is laudable, we must also focus on subsidies provided by the government to other religious pilgrimages. The BJP-ruled Madhya Pradesh government subsidizes various pilgrimages for senior citizens under Mukhya Mantri Tirtha Yatra Yojana. It also subsidizes pilgrims such as Nankana Sahib Shrine and Hinglaj Mata Temple, Kailash Mansarovar, Angkor Wat, Sita Mandir and Ashok Vatika. Apart from Delhi, several other states like Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh and Uttarakhand provide money to residents going on Mansarovar Yatra to cover a part of the expenses, which amount to about 1.5 lakh each. However, maximum government fund is spent on Hindu Mega Fest Kumbh, which is organized at four places in Haridwar, Allahabad, Nashik and Ujjain. In 2016, the event got a massive boost from the central government. The Union Culture Ministry set aside rupees 100 crores for the Sihast Mahakumbh in Ujjain on top of state government's allocated rupees 3,400 crores. Yogi Adityanath-led government in Uttar Pradesh last year announced that it will spend a massive fund of rupees 2,500 crore for the preparation of Ardha Kumbh Mela scheduled to be held in 2019. Now the question is, will the government also suspend the funds allocated to Hindu religious pilgrimages just like it did with the Haj subsidy? Will Yogi Adityanath government cancel the 2,500 crore funds allocated to Ardha Kumbh Mela? Just like Haj subsidy is diverted for the development of community, why can't this fund be used for the upliftment of the backwards and improving infrastructure?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.